The U.S. Department of Interior is updating its rules for energy royalties from federal lands. The move has critics in industry and fans among environmentalists. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The Sierra Club is one of the groups that's pushed for reforms for years.
Our Interior Department set out to close some unintentional loopholes that were allowing coal companies to deprive the American people of a fair return when the department sells taxpayer-owned coal.
Nathaniel Schoaf is a staff attorney for the Sierra Club.
And to a large extent, the Interior Department has done that.
The new royalty rules apply to oil and gas extracted from federal lands and coal mined on federal and tribal lands. Schoaf points to federal estimates that say it could mean up to $85 million more revenue going to the federal government and energy states. But the industry and its supporters are panning the rules. Utah Congressman Rob Bishop calls them a costly attack on energy development. Kathleen Sagama is a vice president at the Western Energy Alliance. She says Utah actually stands to lose revenue. That's because companies won't be able to sell their products profitably.
We keep hearing from the administration that it wants to get every dollar out from oil and natural gas production on federal lands. But there aren't going to be any dollars due if you drive production off federal lands.
The latest data shows the value of Utah's energy-related production was $3.1 billion last year. Lower prices and production are blamed for cutting the industry's value in half from 2014 levels. Judy Faze, KUER News.